Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. All through the scriptures, we see that God has a special place in his heart for widows. There are stories of provisions, such as in 1 and 2 Kings with Elijah and Elisha. There are stories of redemption, such as the story of Naomi and Mary. And there are stories of sacrifice, such as the widow who gave her 2 copper coins, or Anna, who spent the remaining years of her life ministering to the Lord in the temple. In today's podcast, family pastor Scott Torres talks with a few Harvest widows on how God has shown himself to be faithful through one of life's most difficult times. So sit back and be encouraged as we listen in.
I want to thank you for joining us today. I'm here with a few friends. We're talking about God's care for widows. If you've been following along, Miss Judy and Miss Maribel have kind of shared their story and how God has carried them through. And I want to just pick back up on that. We're going to talk in this session a little bit about the biblical basis for God's care for widows. But I want to continue on where we left off in our last session by asking the ladies, and maybe Miss Judy, we'll start with you. Who did God use during that initial time, maybe the first couple of years, to really help you? Think of an individual. I want to talk about the church in our last session. So obviously I know he's using the church, and you mentioned that you've been part of this church 20 plus years. But can you think of one person in particular that God used and kind of maybe how God used them in your life during this time or when you?
It's hard to pick out just one person that helped me because so many people helped me. I have a group, I think, that really showed their love to me. And I love seafood. And I'd rather have seafood than a steak. Bill always laughed about that because he always loved steak. But Otis and Thelma, and Maribel and Stan, and Jan and Walt, and other folks from the church, they always went out for seafood on Saturday night. Well, within a week or so after Bill passed away, they started asking me to go with them. I admit that sometimes I felt like a fifth wheel. Not because they made me feel that way, but because it was just me. And after a couple of weeks, I realized how much I enjoyed that time with them. They were a great, great group of people. I got to the point where I was disappointed if something happened that we couldn't go. To this day, I thank them for making me a part of that Saturday night group. I know that God sent these people to me.
And I'd like to just interject this. If you're listening in and just hearing what Miss Judy just said, it's good that we include those who have lost a loved one or maybe as a widow or a widower in our plans as the church. I know all of our lives, where I'm at, I think of having 4 children, fairly young children. We're busy, but inviting those who have gone through loss into our lives and into our routines, I think, is good. And so thank you, Judy, for sharing that. Maribel, what about you? Who was maybe someone in those first few years that were instrumental in helping you?
Well, what's interesting is I'm having lunch after this time with the couple who had the most meaningful impact on me during this time. And they were friends from college and lived in Cary, North Carolina, which was about an hour or so from me. But I think every widow I've talked to has the same experience, that very often the couples that they were involved with their husband, for some reason step back. They feel, I don't quite know why, except, you know, you're not a couple, and so you're just a single person. So when couples do things, a lot of times they would invite you as a couple, but now that you are just a widow, I don't know if they feel threatened by you, you know, or what it is. But very often I've heard this from many people, that the couples that they were involved with when their husband was alive no longer include them. Mm. And you know, that's what Judy was talking about, that how much that meant to her. And that's what this couple did to me. Mm. They included me. They visited me. They invited me to their house. It was just so great to be around a couple. It may be that maybe the couples feel that would make you feel badly because you're by yourself. But it was encouraging, and it was uplifting to be around another couple. And so, you know, that had a great impact on me, and I'm thankful to this day for their involvement and their inclusion of me in their lives. And then just so many friends that would just stop by, and, you know, other widows who reached out to me because they had experienced some of the things I was going through, and they reached out to me and says, how about having lunch or supper, spending time, or just calling, just the people who reached out without even being asked. And some people would ask, and you'd say, well, I'm doing okay. And they say, I have a feeling you're not doing okay. So they were able to see through those words where you just said, everything's going fine. And yet they knew, and they reached out even beyond because they could see in your eyes. I remember going to school one day, and one of the assistants, teachers came into my room. She says, Maribel, how are you doing? And I says, I'm doing okay. And she says, your eyes tell a different story. And I just broke down, and she just wrapped her arms around me. And she saw beyond the facade that I was putting on, that everything was okay. Because sometimes we feel as a Christian, we need to say, it's okay, I'm a Christian, God's taking care of me, I'm fine. And yet Christians go through the same experience that non-Christians do. We still have the same pain. We have the assurance of God in our lives, and we have that assurance that our loved one is in heaven, but we still have the same pain. And the fact that she saw beyond the facade that I was putting on just touched me so much that she cared that much. And so sometimes I think we need to, with other people, we need to look beyond what they're trying to present and look and see their heart and their pain.
And thanks for sharing that. And I think just from a practical standpoint, if you're listening in and let's say you're still married to your spouse, but you know someone that used to run in your circles who lost a spouse, this is maybe a good time for you to just kind of ante up and reach out to them. Keep them in your circle, if I can say that. Thank you for sharing your story, Judy, about how those couples, including you, and then thank you for giving us insight, Maribel, into that. Well, I want to begin to look at quickly at the biblical basis for God's care for widows. God is a caring, loving God. He's a father. A father cares for his children. God has a special place in his heart for the vulnerable, to protect them, for the outcast, for the widow, who, as we know, in biblical days, wives often relied on husbands for care, for protection, and things like that. And so one of the verses that, and the experience, I just kind of want to share this with you, that was instrumental for me even in moving in this direction, was about roughly a month ago, I got a phone call from one of my best friends in high school, and he said, hey, Brian, who is one of our mutual best friends, we kind of all hung out together, died. And this was right after Sunday. I preached that Sunday. I came in, I set my headset down, and he was calling me, and I was like, man, this is kind of random. I mean, literally, it was about 2 or 3 minutes right after I got into my office. And he told me that. He said he died. Well, a week or so later, I found myself on a plane. I went down and said a few words at Brian's funeral. And what really broke me, I mean, outside of me caring for him and all the memories that were flooded in my mind, was he left behind 5 children, and he left behind a wife. And as I was saying a few words, one of my opening remarks was Psalm 68:5, and it says this, it says, A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. As I looked at Brian's wife, I just thought about who is going to help her now. You know, who was going to be there to trim the shrubs? And really, ultimately, God was now stepping in. And so I shared this verse, and it's been instrumental even in thinking about our podcast for this month. But God is a father to the fatherless. He's a defender of widows. He's going to protect widows. He's going to care for them. I think of Exodus 22. I look back of maybe where the first command in Scripture. Listen to this, Exodus 22:22-24. It says, this is God through Moses kind of giving his people some commands to live by. It says, do not take advantage of the widow or the fatherless. It says, if you do, and they cry out to me, I will certainly hear their cry. My anger will be aroused, and I will kill you with the sword. Your wives will become widows, and your children fatherless. These are some strong words, but the command here, do not take advantage of the widow or the fatherless. You just hear God's care and protection of the widow or for the widow. Then you move forward another book or two in Deuteronomy 14:29. It says, so that the Levites, who have no allotment or inheritance of their own, and the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns, may come and eat and be satisfied, and so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. The people of God were to bring an extra tithe on the third year that would be for the care of the fatherless and for the widows and for the Levites. God, again, using other people to give their resources to care for widows. That's just the heart of a father. He protects, he cares for. And then let me just give you one New Testament passage. 1 Timothy 5:3, and this is Paul speaking to his young protege, Timothy, who's a pastor at this point in Ephesus, a young guy trying to figure it out. But he says this, and this is interesting. I love these words. He says this in verse 3. He says, give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. Well, Paul's saying to Timothy, and really ultimately, we know that the Scriptures are inspired by God, the Holy Spirit, who was using Paul as he was writing. He's saying to him, hey, give recognition to those widows who are really in need. In essence, I think what he's getting at is we need to care for those who have needs, especially those who are widows. It's once again, God using the church to care for those in need. So these are just a few passages of Scripture on God's heart and his care for widows, to protect them, to care for them, to watch out for them. I'd like to close this segment out by talking about maybe one of your favorite passages of Scripture that have to do, or maybe that would involve widows. And in talking to you before our recording, one of your favorites is Ruth. Let's talk about Ruth. What about Ruth that just ministers to you or stands out to you when it comes to maybe God's care for widows?
I'm going to have to add one thing for something you said, where it says, I forget what the scripture was, but don't take advantage of widows. Mm. That needs to be put in every mechanics office, electrician, or whatever, because that's the time you feel like you're most vulnerable. Because when your husband did all that, and all of a sudden you're taking your car, and they say, well, it needs this, 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 and this, and then you find out later that it really didn't need it, they took advantage. Mm. So it's reassuring that God's going to deal with that. So I think they need to have a plaque up in every one of those places. But anyway, back to Ruth and Naomi. The story of that just shows God's care for widows and God's understanding. Because in the part with Naomi, in the death of her husband, and she found herself in a foreign land, and in one situation, I was around, you know, in a town where people, I didn't know people that much, and it was difficult. So I related a little bit to her, and she became bitter, even changing her name. And yet God never rebuked her. You know, he just, nowhere in the Bible does it say he was upset with her And she was even bitter against him. But, you know, God's big enough to be able to handle our anger. You know, he just stayed with her. And you watched how he took Naomi and he brought joy to her life. And he took her back home and she, you know, had that joy. And how he cared for Ruth, who was a pagan. And she had lost her husband and she had no money. She had no future. And yet she became the forerunner of Jesus Christ, and God provided for her, and she married, and she had a lot of provision, you know, that she came from having nothing to having great wealth. Mm. And God took her every step of that way. And just that whole story was just encouraging, because when you lose your husband, there's a lot of fear.
Mm.
You know, your fear of even from the simple thing of how to change the light bulb or how to do something when the lights go off in your house and where to find everything that you need to get fixed. And so there's a lot of fear. And just seeing how God worked in the story of Ruth and Naomi and how he, even in that fear, that he was with them each step of the way.
Judy, any biblical story that maybe stands out for you, one of your favorites or one that has ministered to you?
I think that I could read that story over and over. It's one of my favorites, but I found, I might be going off task a little bit, but after Bill died, it seemed that when I was reading the Bible, no matter where I was reading, some scripture applied to me.
Hmm.
And I always felt like that the Lord, he put that verse there for me. That was for me. He was speaking to me. And, you know, as Maribel said, I love the story of Ruth and Naomi. It's a beautiful love story. But there's so many other beautiful scriptures that I could relate to after Bill died.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And I think it's a good reminder that when we go through difficult times, God's word is one of the primary ways that he speaks to us. And it is amazing when we hurt, God knows how to speak and he uses his word to speak to us. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing. Look forward to talking to you in our last session about how God has raised up a ministry called Healing Hearts to help those who are suffering, and especially those who have lost a spouse.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.